Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, what flea medications are best for your cat. We'll get a review on the latest and best pet carriers, and we'll learn how to overcome your cat's fears. First, a vet weighs in on flea treatments for cats. Fleas are more than an itchy nuisance. These little buggers can cause flea allergic dermatitis, tapeworms, cat scratch disease, and anemia. One vet weighs in on topical, oral, and flea collar treatments for cats and which flea treatments for cats are safe. And that vet is Dr. Arnold Plotnick. In the May 26, 2018 edition of Catster, he says, "I hate fleas, and for good reason. Few creatures have had as much impact on world history and have made cats more miserable than the common flea. Let's review the flea cycle and some flea treatments for cats. We're in for a treat. A flea's life. Contrary to popular belief, fleas do not jump from cat to cat. Once a flea jumps on your cat, it makes itself at home there and for its entire life. When a female flea lands on your cat, it immediately begins feeding on blood. Ingestion of blood is what allows the flea to become fertile and reproduce. Approximately 24 hours later, the flea starts laying eggs, about 50 per day. As the cat roams the house, he behaves like a living salt shaker, dropping flea eggs in the environment, mainly in areas where he sleeps and rests. About a week later, the flea eggs hatch and little larvae emerge. The larvae don't like light, so they burrow into carpets, furniture, and cracks in hardwood floors. 5 to 12 days later, the larvae spin a cocoon in which they develop into pupae. 1 to 3 weeks later, little baby fleas emerge from the pupae. These baby fleas wait for your cat to wander by. Then they hop on, and the life cycle starts all over again. Yes, it's as creepy and gross as it sounds. How to know if your cat has fleas? Diagnosing fleas is easy if live fleas are seen in the hair coat. Sometimes fleas may not be seen, but flea dirt, a nicer term than flea poop, which is what it really is present. Flea dirt looks like pepper. Combining this dark material out of the hair coat, combing this dark material out of the hair coat onto a moistened paper towel will resuspend the digested blood in the feces, leaving a red stain on the paper towel. This is a simple test, and it confirms the diagnosis. At the very least, fleas will make your cat itchy and uncomfortable, but they can do more harm than that. Fleas can transmit conditions such as flea allergic dermatitis and tapeworms. They can also transmit Bartonella, the organism responsible for cat scratch disease in humans. Heavily infested cats, especially kittens, can develop anemia due to blood loss from multiple flea bites. Flea treatments for cats. Historically, the most effective approach to flea control was a three-step method: treatment of the yard, the house, and the cat. The newer flea and tick control products, however, are so effective that treatment of the premises is rarely necessary, especially if the cat resides exclusively indoors. Cat parents now have a huge selection of flea control and flea treatment products at their disposal. Topical flea treatments for cats. The most common flea control products contain either Advantage or Fipronil or Frontline or Vectra, Sherestin or Selamectin, which is Revolution. These are applied to the skin on the back of the neck, where they sink in and spread throughout the layer of fat beneath the skin, killing any adult fleas present. They continue to kill fleas for at least 30 days. After 30 days, a new dose is applied. Oral flea control products for cats. Oral flea control products are also available. Nitinpyrim or Capstar is good for heavy flea infestation. A single oral dose of Nitinpyrim will kill within 30 minutes all of the adult fleas on a cat. It has no residual effect, however. Spinosad or Comfortis, or Comfortis, is an oral formulation that kills 100% of adult fleas on a cat by 24 hours after administration. Spinosad has residual effect. It continues to kill adult fleas for 30 days before the next oral is required. Lufenirin, or Program, is an insect growth regulator. It works by interfering with the growth and development of fleas, but has no effect on adult fleas. It is given orally once a month. However, an injectable form is available that is effective for 6 months. When a female flea ingests blood from a cat treated with lufenirin, the eggs she produces will be infertile. Flea collars for cats. For cat owners who prefer flea collars, there is a collar, Seresto, that contains a sustained-release formulation of the flea-killing compound imidacloprid, in combination with flumethrin, which kills ticks. It kills fleas and ticks for 8 months. The collar also has a breakaway mechanism, so if it gets caught on something, it will release rather than cause injury to the cat. Determining what's safe when it comes to flea treatments for cats. In an effort to tap into the lucrative flea control market, some manufacturers have produced over-the-counter flea control products that mimic the veterinary products in appearance. These are not safe for cats. They usually contain permethrin, an insecticide commonly found in low concentrations in some canine and feline flea sprays and shampoos. Cats can tolerate low concentrations of permethrin. However, these small single-dose tubes contain concentrated permethrin, 45% to 65%. Concentrated permethrin spot-on products are labeled for use in dogs only and may cause severe and often fatal toxicosis if applied to cats. Fleas have been a source of much misery for pet cats and dogs. Fortunately, modern flea control products are very effective. Different products offer different benefits, so consult your veterinarian to determine which product is best for you and your cat. An aside on ticks and cats. Fortunately, ticks are less of a nuisance in cats compared to dogs. Cats are meticulous groomers, and they usually remove most ticks from their coat before they attach. Those that do attach rarely cause problems because cats are much less susceptible to dangerous tick-borne diseases like Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. In my 29 years in practice, I've never seen a case in a cat. Dr. Arnold Plotnick is the founder of Manhattan Cat Specialist, a feline exclusive veterinary practice on Manhattan's Upper West Side. Next, Denise LeBeau of Catster answers the question, what are cats scared of? Things cats are scared of and how to help them overcome these fears. Let's answer the question. What are cats scared of? And figure out how to alleviate a cat's fears, from the seemingly silly, like vacuums, to the serious. Fraidy cat and scaredy cat are frequently used terms, defined by Merriam-Webster's dictionary as someone who is very afraid of something and an unduly fearful person, respectively. As a cat parent, I feel this is unjust. There's no fraidy dog or scaredy hound in our lexicon. The irony is, my greatest household fears, like finding a spider or mouse, are calling cards for a rousing round of feline fun. But when I touch the vacuum, my cats scatter like I would if I was ankle-deep in arachnids. So, what are cats scared of? And more importantly, how can we help them overcome their fears? Let's find out. Before answering what are cats scared of, let's look at why cats get scared in the first place. From an evolutionary standpoint, a healthy amount of fear keeps the lineage going. Nathan L. Letts, Ph.D., in a blog on Psychology Today, states that there is a basic fearful reflex ingrained in many animals at birth, and cats come with a life-saving lion's share of fearful triggers. Some seem rational, and many seem less so. So why are cats so scared a lot of the time? Aren't they considered predators? Perhaps, but they're not at the apex. Cats can be afraid of almost anything that is unfamiliar or has threatening qualities. It's important to remember that although cats are predators, they are meso-predators, meaning that they are not at the top of the food chain, says Dr. Michael Delgado, PhD and certified cat behavior consultant at Feline Minds. They can also be prey, so it just makes good sense for cats to be cautious when it comes to unfamiliar experiences. I recently had a conversation with an adopter of a Shire cat who had an aha moment. The new pet parent was getting the kitty acclimated to his home and keeping her in one room, as per expert advice. She was slowly becoming friendlier, but he removed the bed frame so she couldn't hide. This minor difference was a major change for the kitty and set the cat back to day one. So it's imperative to know what triggers fear in our kitties. To us, the following items may seem like ridiculous things to be afraid of, but Dr. Delgado warns, to the cat, the fear is very real. It may feel like life or death. A lot of aggressive behaviors stem from fear. What are cats scared of? The top six things that frighten cats are new people, aka the vanishing cat of game night, new family members. Introducing your cat to a new cat, dog, or baby needs to take place slowly because the new dynamic is scary to them. Loud appliances. Household objects like vacuums, blenders, washers, and dryers, and blow dryers can send cats scampering. And yet, they are not afraid of the electric can opener. Interesting. Going to the veterinarian. Moving outside their familiar territory scares many cats. And moving to a new home, a mind-blowing experience that scares cats and many people. And cucumbers. Well, sort of. Cats are particularly vulnerable and easily startled by having something change in their environment while they are distracted, like when they're eating. So sneaking up and putting an unfamiliar object nearby is not recommended while they're having a meal, stresses Dr. Delgado. As a general rule, don't sneak up on any of your pets. What can you do to alleviate what cats are scared of? It's extremely important to be mindful of what you shouldn't do. One thing that many well-intentioned people do is try to show the scared cat that the scary thing is okay, says Dr. Delgado. For example, if the cat is afraid of visitors, the guardian might drag the cat out of hiding when strangers come over to convince the cat that visitors are safe. This is called flooding because the cat has no control over the exposure and it is considered very stressful. Dr. Delgado emphasizes that this backfires and makes the situation much worse. However, for phobia-stricken cats, she recommends management and desensitization. Managing a cat who is scared of the vacuum or visitors is accommodated by setting the cat up in a safe room before the scary thing happens. Desensitization often goes hand in hand with counter-conditioning, changing a negative response to a positive one. Basically, it's exposing the cat to the scary thing at a level that doesn't trigger a fearful response and rewarding the behavior. If your cat is scared of men, get a man to sit quietly with the cat and feed her tuna. Over time, he can move closer to her. And clicker training is a teaching technique that works well for scared cats. The best cure is always prevention. Socialize, socialize, socialize your felines. Experts agree that helping your cat overcome things she is afraid of works best with patience and letting the cat set the pace. As always, dog parents, let's do some shopping at the Daily Treat by Rover. Elizabeth Geyer tells us about the 8 best dog travel crates for stress-free travel. With summer just around the corner, you may be planning a fun vacation with your dog, but how will you ensure they arrive safely and in style? Start with a dog travel crate. Travel crates provide a safe, enclosed space for your dog to travel in comfort. They provide necessary security in the car or on the plane and can double as a crate at your destination. How to choose a dog travel crate. Before we get to our recommendations, here are the details to consider when choosing a travel crate. Size. It should be big enough for your dog to sit, stand, and turn around in, but small enough to keep them secure. Generally, travel crates should be no more than 6 inches longer than your dog. Style. Soft-sided travel crates are great for airplane carry-on. Heavy-duty plastic or luggage-grade nylon crates are best for cars. Safety. However you plan to travel with your dog, their crate should securely enclose them and protect them from potential accidents. And situation. Some crates are better for air travel, while others are appropriate for car travel. That's why we've separated out our recommendations below. The best dog travel crates for the car. Your dog should always be restrained in the car, whether with a travel crate or a doggy seatbelt. We recommend choosing a product that's been crate tested by the Center for Pet Safety. Note, for large dogs, there are fewer options for crash-tested travel crates, so we also suggest safety harnesses. If you're headed on the road trip this summer, these dog travel crates for the car are your best bet. First is the Sleepy Pod Mobile Pet Bed. One of the most popular travel crates on the market, the Sleepy Pod combines the features of hard-sided and soft-sided crates for a car-friendly, dog-friendly travel experience. All Sleepy Pod products have passed the Center for Pet Safety crash testing. They're best for small dogs weighing up to 15 pounds. Features we love. Made from luggage-grade nylon that's been tested for strength and safety. Tall dome lets your pet stand, look out, and enjoy the ride. Dome zips off, so you can use the pod at home as a regular bed. Has Velcro positioning points for secure seat belt attachment. And here is a helpful review from a user. Ultimately, we were persuaded by the attention to pet safety and the use of crash test results in development. Now, having used this Sleepy Pod with our small dog for regular travels over the past 6 months, I've become increasingly impressed with the solid construction, durability, ease of use in a car or in the house, and attractive design. To learn more about what Sleepy Pod offers the dog parent on the go, you can find a full review of their carriers and harnesses on the Rover.com website. And you can get this Sleepy Pod carrier on Amazon for $150 to $190. Next is Gunner Kennel's Dog Crate. It may look tough. That's because it is. The Gunner Kennel is made from heavy-duty, double-walled, molded plastic. Best of all, it has a 5-star rating for crash safety from the Center for Pet Safety and offers safety for dogs up to 75 pounds. That makes it the safest large dog travel crate available. The Gunner Kennel is expensive, but it offers priceless peace of mind. Features we love. Strength-rated connection straps and rubber grip feet for crash safety. Dual-locking door that offers structural support and security. One of the only crash-rated dog crates for large dogs. And online buyers rave about the company's customer service. Promising review. Absolutely the best kennel I have ever seen. I have tried hard to destroy this thing, and it can't be done. Tied down points are extremely solid, and rubber feet are a great add compared to standard crates. Definitely worth every penny if you care about your dog's safety. They said it was expensive. It's $499.99 on Amazon. The Gen 7 Commuter. This soft-sided shoulder carry-style dog travel crate works in cars and planes. It uses your car's existing seatbelt with heavy-duty latches to keep the crate in place. And it's made from industrial-grade nylon with heavy-duty hardware built to hold its structure and last a lifetime. Features we love. In 2018, it received a 5-star crash rating from the Center for Pet Safety. Mesh windows and machine washable pad keep your dog comfy. It's approved for use on most major airlines, so it pulls double duty from car to plane. And it folds flat for storage when not in use. Review for this product. This carrier is extremely well made, sturdy, easy to carry with the long and short handles, and buckles in with any standard car seat belts. I have such a great peace of mind with this carrier in my car. My picky pup also likes this right from the start, and it is $99.99 on Amazon. The Amazon Basics Pet Kennel. Our bargain pick for a dog travel crate. This basic pet kennel isn't crash rated, but it's still a good way to secure your dog and prevent distraction on the road. Plus, it can be used as a carrier for vet visits and other outings. Just be sure to secure it with safety straps, not included, and a seat belt in the car. Features we love about the Amazon Basics. Two-door top load model allows for easy loading. Made of durable plastic with a steel wire front door and easy to assemble and disassemble for storage. It's a bargain. The review, great starter crate. Overall, this was a great product that worked well for my needs. I was able to set it in my car and wrap the seatbelt around the case, but it wasn't 100% secure. The fact that the top can open was nice because it meant I could leave it in my car and place my puppy in the crate from the top. It's $22.99 to $27.99 on Amazon. Now, best dog travel crates for airplane travel. Flying with your dog can be stressful, but the right plane carrier makes all the difference. Our top picks are all designed to meet the requirements of the TSA and most airlines, but you should, as we know, always double check with your airline before traveling. Note, traveling in the cargo area can be scary and even dangerous for dogs. In fact, some airlines don't allow it due to liability concerns. Our travel crate recommendations are for smaller dogs traveling with you in the cabin. But if you have to fly your larger dog, we suggest using airline-approved crates. You can visit the Rover.com website for more tips on flying with your large dog. So the product, the crates, first is the SleepyPod Air in-cabin pet carrier. The second SleepyPod product on our list, this carrier is custom built for air travel. It contracts to fit in the space below most airline seats during takeoff and landing, and it can be expanded while in the air to give your dog more space. Features that we love, soft fleecy padding keeps your dog cozy. Pass-through pocket lets you attach it to your roller luggage as you walk through the airport. And the top and ends open for easy access to your pet, and there are large zipper pockets on both sides. The review. This thing is luxury. Our dog is a Cairn Terrier mix, only 11 pounds but very long. She had a hard time fitting in other carriers. Even when we had to fold down the sides on the plane for takeoff and landing only, she fit in this one fine. It's $157 on Amazon. The Sherpa Deluxe Pet Carrier. This simple classic dog travel crate is the official pet carrier of Delta Airlines. But of course, it works for other airlines too. It's TSA approved and the perfect size and shape for most underseat storage. Features. Spring wire frame allows flexibility to fit under the seat. Has mesh windows for ventilation and top and side entry with locking zippers for safety. Rear pocket holds leash, treats, and other necessities for travel. Padded adjustable no-slip strap for easy carrying. And the review. Great carrier. I decided to go with the large size. We were able to fit our thick 27-pound pug in with no issues flying Southwest. He had space to turn and lie down, but I don't think a pet any larger would fit. For reference, the little guy is 22 inches long, excluding his tail, and 14 inches high. And it is $22.55 on Amazon. Next is the Preferred Pets Premium Pet Carrier Backpack. Designed with your pets and your comfort in mind, this backpack is easy to carry and airline approved. Features: durable mesh covered windows offer ventilation, while covers give your pet some privacy. Machine washable fleece liner. External pocket to hold leash, treats, and other travel necessities. And it can be carried backpack style over the shoulder or by hand. And the review. There are a lot of other advantages over the boxy Sherpa style carriers that make it more practical, mostly the more flexible frame and more practical shape. Overall, this is a great carrier. And finally, the Mr. Peanut expandable soft-sided pet carrier. This clever, stylish dog travel crate meets airline regulations to fit under the seat, but has a zip-out mesh section that expands to give your pup extra space in flight. It's made from attractive, durable nylon with mesh windows for ventilation and a view. Features we love: pop-out apartment gives your dog room to stretch after takeoff. Premium locking zippers for safety. Has seatbelt attachment point for car travel post-flight. And the company donates a percentage of profits to animal welfare organizations. The review: I am extremely impressed with the quality of this carrier. The stitching is strong. The material is good quality. My dog is 17 pounds and long. He is at the upper size limit and would be more comfortable if he took advantage of the expansion area. It's $38.99 on Amazon. And for more detailed information and convenient links, you can visit the Daily Treat at Rover.com. And finally, this report by Jackie Brown was posted May 17, 2018 on Dogster.com. Vaccine might do more than prevent rabies. A new study finds that rabies vaccines might have many more health benefits than just preventing rabies. Research published in the July 2017 issue of the journal Vaccine found that dogs who receive rabies vaccines experience better health overall. The study, which reviewed 4 years of data on owned dogs living in a low-income community in South Africa, found that the risk of death from any cause, not just from rabies, was lowered. The researchers hypothesized that the rabies vaccine might boost the immune system, giving dogs non-specific protective effects above and beyond immunity against the rabies virus. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time, and don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.